Hey there, hello, Anna Mulder here, and each week the Friday panel, Paralympian Christy Dawes and comedian Dane Simpson, we hang out, talk life, news, celebrate the heroes and the highs and lows of the week. Get us live on Fridays from 4 on New South Wales Drive or catch up anytime here online to get the best of what went down this week on the Friday panel.
A comedian, a Paralympian and a DJ wandered into a radio studio. This is what happened when we turned on the mic.
And all the mess and drama, and we love it. If it's not us, we love it.
Refresh, refresh, refresh.
Smash that like button.
That's the thing with the top bunk. If you pee the bed, you both have, in a way.
Just like, oh my God, my mother. Somebody has taken her rose-coloured glasses, snapped them over her knee and crashed them into the ground, stomped on them.
And I love how you diva'd it. I diva as well. That's how you get things done in the industry.
Hashtag crushing it.
Let's get the party started, Friday friends. Yeah, it's time for the Friday panel. Limbering up in the wings, our resident Paralympian, total overachiever in the best way possible, Christy Dawes, hello.
Oh, hello. Thank God it's Friday.
Hello. Yes. Hallelujah. Quickly becoming known for his skills in wombat whispering and DIY wedding planning. He's our First Nations comedian. It's Dane Simpson. Hey, Dane.
Hey.
Of course, you can be part of the Friday panel. We'd love you to share your Hero of the Week nominations, 1300 648 222 or 0467 922 684. Another week, another development in the wedding stakes. Dane, who is your Hero of the Week this week?
Well, the Hero of the Week for me this week, it goes out to Michael Mooney. He is the guy who is designing and making our rings, our wedding rings.
That's fancy getting a ring designed, can I just say. It's very modern of you, Dane.
I went to Goldmark.
Yes.
Like it, and when I say that, you could absolutely just pick it up from, like, Kmart. Like, it's not...
Oh, hardly. Don't say that. Michael's listening, possibly.
Probably. But, like, it's really... he lives in Sydney. He's such a great guy. He's family friends with Eleanor. So there's a connection there that the two of them... And also, he was the only guy that could make it to my very first ever Deadly Funny competition. So my very first ever stand-up. In Sydney, it was at Redfern, and I rang my friends and everyone, and I was like, come watch me compete in this competition, and he was the only one that could make it.
You guys got history.
And he's still your friend.
He's still my friend. Well, I think we became enemies that night, and then after I got on television, he became my friend again. But that's how the world works, isn't it? I've discovered way more cousins since I've been on television. I think that's...
Well, it has been. I mean, it's been a busy week for both of you on set, so to speak, as they call it in the biz. Christy, who's your Hero of the Week?
Oh, well, this week it's my kids, Charlie and Soph. So they had their first acting job on Monday. It was a commercial. We didn't sort this out. We were sought out. A casting agency rang Wheelchair Sports and said, look, we need a woman in a wheelchair with two kids. And they went, oh, well, we really only know one. So it wasn't.
And boy, do we know
there wasn't
one.
Much. Oh, yeah. There wasn't much for the casting director to choose from, scraping from the bottom of the barrel. But we got it, landed the job, and it was a huge production. They blocked off the street. There were food vans. There were marquees set up. They hired out a house for the day. The whole shebang. There were about 40 people. It was a very kind of strange and overwhelming environment to be in, but it did not faze my kids in the slightest. They worked their little freckles off all day. They did everything that was asked of them. They did the same thing 40 times at least.
Yeah.
And I could not have been prouder of them. They're my heroes of the week. They really learnt what a hard day's work was.
Yeah, because anyone who's had anything to do with that in that part of the industry is that it is very repetitive. Glamorous really isn't the word that you would use. I mean, what was your takeaway from it, Christy?
No, it wasn't glamorous, but everyone was really lovely. And I think for anybody who's any young person who's trying to find their way in the world and maybe feels like they don't fit in, I think the acting world is a great place because, you know, Charlie got to see people who had their own, who were a bit offbeat and a bit quirky, who had their own personalities, their own dress sense, and they are still the coolest people on the planet. And they had absolutely lovely things to say about him. One thing I did learn as a special effects. Trick. Yeah, which Dane, I'm sure you would have come across. I actually had a scene where I had to film where I was sitting at a table with another person and it required a cup of tea. And the producer said, okay, we need 2 cups of tampon tea. Two tampon tea stat. And I went, oh, my God. And yeah. I realised that the trick to getting your cup to look like it's got a steaming hot drink in it is to pop a tampon in the bottom and then pour boiling hot water over it. And this keeps the steam coming up for quite some time. So
what?
This
Why?
Is tampon Ordinary. Tea. Do yes. they fill the cup up or is it just enough to soak
no,
the item?
Just
or?
Enough to soak it.
And then it
and
steams.
It steams for quite a few minutes so that you can do a few takes. And then if you have to refresh the tampon, you just keep pouring a bit more over it. So live and learn, people.
Wow. I've heard of the old use mashed potato instead of ice cream trick, but I haven't heard of the steaming tea trick. I think Dane's blushing by the sounds of it.
I'm blown away by this. It's so crazy. The things that they'll come up with to, just
I don't
to
know who
things...
did it, but you know what? You do what works.
Yeah, where it's do you come up with
safe
that?
And it works, do it.
Yeah, they're making things look real by putting fake things in, and it just blows yes. my... And also, we're talking steam. It's not like there's money in steam. Like, it's steam. That doesn't... Just retop it.
I know,
it.
But
just...
it's all about the effect and creating that, you know, feeling and that moment. So next time you watch Home and Away and there's a bit of steam coming out of the cup, you can go, yep, tampon tea.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And they're blowing that cup. It's going to look strange to me now.
I'm there are be kettles like, boiling right across what? New South Wales right now. I can hear it. It's like, I've got to try this at home.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Well,
it's
you can.
So
it's not overly dangerous. No, so feel free to try it.
Adults only, of course. But there you go. Christy Dawes always teaching us. And, of course, we continue our talk of TV because you've been crushing it this week, Dane. You did a cooking show.
I did do a cooking show.
Was there actual cooking? Or?
Yeah, no tampons involved, actually. And it's worked out great. I did a cooking show, but I'm crushing it because... I can't cook, right? Ooh. And I feel like when I was walking onto set and everybody found out that I couldn't cook within the first 30 seconds when I ruined the food, literally, I don't mean that as in like, ha, 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 30 seconds. I ruined it in 30 seconds.
What could you ruin in 30 seconds? What were you cooking?
Are we homemade pizza.
Oh, yeah. What'd you burn it?
Oh. No, because we're not even at the...
You buggered the dough, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, ruined the dough, yeah. Put everything everywhere. I pulled the dough out and just started like putting it onto the chopping board without flouring it down.
We've all been there.
Yeah, it's all one of those.
Isn't that a mess to clean up?
It's, but then I started to feel better because I'm thinking like, you know, Elvis was such a good singer that they let him do movies. Can't cook, but I'm a comedian and they let me on cooking shows. So I'm like, that must be because
an
I'm very
analogy.
Good at my other
well,
occupation.
I think most people think that if you can read and follow a recipe and you know basic maths, like a quarter of a cup or a teaspoon, what that looks like, then you should sort of be okay. But, you know.
That's not always the case, is it, Christy? Because, you know, we all have to learn somewhere, don't we?
We do.
Because this is a Barry Crocker. This is terrible.
Thanks for bringing it up, Anna.
You've got to tell the potato story. Dane, so, you're going to feel so much better, right?
Yeah.
You will. Okay. You'll feel much better. So when I first moved out of home in a hot minute when I finished high school, I moved down to Sydney. And one day I thought it'd be good to cook mashed potato. And I rang my mum and she was at work and I rang her and interrupted her day and said, do you have to cook potatoes before you mash them? There was a long pause and then she said, no. She said, just add your milk and your butter. And she said, and just go for it. She said, it'll be hard and it takes a while, but stick with it and you'll get there. So I went, okay, hung up, and 20 minutes later my mum rings back. I'm covered in milk and butter and I'm completely exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
And this lactic acid is pumping through my body.
Biceps rippling.
Yeah. And my mum said, "How are you going?" I said, "It's not working." And she just went, "Of course you cook the potatoes before you mash them. How did you not know this? What sort of daughter have I raised that you can't cook?" Oh my God. So that was my lesson. Harsh one from mum, but I think a fair one, really.
That is a harsh one. Oh no, that's so funny though. That is so funny.
Yes. You do have to cook potatoes before you mash them. Dear. For all you year 12 kids who've just been through COVID and the HSC, you think that's hard. Wait till you have to leave home and cook for yourself. That's reality.
And you think pizza's going to be easy, don't you, Dane? Like you think, it's a simple, like a few ingredients, tastes delicious, but it's not as simple as it looks.
That's and I told Eleanor my Elvis theory and she said, actually, I think people think that to have such a stupid character that I create on stage that I need to be very clever to work that out, but then they meet you and they realize you are actually an idiot and there's no cleverness,
but you're a
to
nice idiot, yeah. So that's okay.
Yeah, but it's
you're one of the nicest idiots I've ever met, Dan, to be honest.
I imagine you give probably good hugs. I mean, we haven't physically met, but I feel that when we do, there's going to be a good bear hug in there as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You're good. Yeah,
good guy.
You have a lot of empathy. Good listener.
Exactly.
Is that you? Yeah. Are we just talking you up?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all me. That's all me.
I need the ego boost because Eleanor's constantly, whenever I do sort of muck up some pizzas on a show or something, I ring her and try and look for sympathy, and she just goes, "Look, I'm just going to cancel it." And by that, she means the wedding. it's her favourite saying recently is, "You know what? Cancel it."
But she can only use that for like how many more weeks?
Yeah.
She's milking it.
I think so.
Yeah, because it's funny. That is a cool comment. It is funny.
And then she'll be cracking divorce jokes. Oh, you know what? Let's just get divorced.
Isn't that an annulment? Divorced. Isn't there like an annulment period so you don't even need a divorce? Like, isn't
like
that
a cooling
happens?
Off?
Or is that just in the American? Yeah. That might be in the American TV shows.
I have no idea. I'm happily married.
I'm looking forward
love
to
my
how
husband
her,
to death.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the divorce. I'm a poor comedian. I need to take her money.
I can hear the jokes being written as we speak, and probably not just by you, Dane, in your house, by the sounds of it.
Catching up with Christy, Dane and Anna on the Friday panel.
Great to have you along with Christy Dawes and Dane Simpson. Guys, we have a nomination for Hero of the Week.
Ooh.
Woohoo. That's nice. Now, look, no name on this text. Please send us your names when you text in because we love to give you a shout out as well for texting us. Hi, everyone. I do enjoy listening to the three of you on Fridays. Thank you. And an open mouth emoji. My hero is my grandson, Alex, who was one of only two boys to be chosen for interviews for school captain at his school. Have a great weekend. Ooh.
Alex, good luck.
It's that time of year, isn't it? When you're choosing leadership roles for school. Starting
with great
kids.
Power comes great responsibility. Look out.
He doesn't need that pressure now.
No.
Oh. Poor Alex is already feeling the pressure from you, Christy Dawes.
No. Go get it, Alex.
Now, Christy, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago you were putting a donation together for Share the Dignity. How did you go?
Good. I dropped off my bag this week at my local Bunnings store, filled it. I decided to do a bag for a teenager. Usually I've just done it for a adult woman, but this year they're doing teen bags and mums and bubs bags. So I did a teenager bag, filled it with lots of love and goodies. Couldn't have been easier. Dropped it off. If you still want to get your bag in, you have until Sunday, this Sunday, to get your bag in. And just remember, include the essentials, toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, roll-on deodorant, no aerosols and no razors, please, no sharp objects, shower gel, body cream, feminine hygiene products. Believe it or not, they're a luxury for some women. And then I included just some nice pampering essentials, face masks, body scrubs, bath salts, a little bit of lip gloss and a little bit of mascara. And I included a journal and a pen because I thought it's just good for people to have, you know, not everyone has notebooks, computers and laptops to write things down. So journal and pen to write things down, your thoughts, but also to write a plan, you never know. So, yes, cool. Hashtag that's crushing cool it. Pack. Got it together.
Yeah. It's in the bag. And, of course, more details at the Share the Dignity page as well. You feel double the crushing it this week, Christy Dawes, because you've been testing out the pipes in the shower.
Oh, well, look, I do fancy myself as a bit of a shower singer. And the more I can let it rip, the better. Like, I have a very strong voice, so I'm good at the stronger songs. So I belt out a bit of Pat Benatar, you know, hit me with your best shot.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Anyway, so I finally learned all the words to Adele's.
I feel like Dane Thanks should be your backup.
There, Dane.
No, he's like your backup singer. No, he's propping you up.
Backup boy.
I'm 100% with you on this. I'm dancing, if not singing with you.
Yeah, so I finally learned all the songs to Adele's new song, Easy On Me. Cause, I mean, it hasn't had much airplay, so it's pretty hard to listen to. But learn all the songs and finally... It just the timing was right that it came on the radio as I was in the shower and I just knocked it out of the park. So, yeah, hashtag crushing it for that as well.
I feel like this is one of those songs that is quite simple on the surface, as in a simple clean voice, simple backing song, but really there's a lot of vocal work there. And so I think you would have to really work for this one.
It's hard.
Yeah.
You get in and try and do it.
Oh, well, look, gosh, I think you've just laid down the gauntlet to New South Wales. Dane
I've
and
just
I,
laid
we're,
down a challenge.
We're heading home to have a sing in the shower. I don't know what anyone else is up to.
Everybody should sing in the shower. It's good for your soul.
It is.
Get your favourite song, get the house empty and just bang it out.
Oh, the house, does it have to be
empty?
No,
feel the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, it doesn't have to be, but your chorus will be interrupted with... Shut up, Mum! Shut up! So it's better if the house is empty because then you can just let it rip.
Eleanor will be going, I can just cancel it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely she would be.
Cancel the wedding. Shut up.
Who do you think you've been dating for 7 years, mate? All right? This is... Expect this forever.
Yeah, if you don't know someone after 7 years.
Is it Adele for you in the shower, Dane, or are you singing other sort of... big hits?
There's a few things that I do. I like to write jokes in the shower because it's a bit of like me time. So my head is clear.
Like
so
virtually write it, or do you literally take in a notepad?
Virtually write it. So I'm writing it in my head, and then when I hop out of the shower and I'm like drying myself off, and this has actually happened, where I'm like, I think I've written something cool here. Actually, Eleanor, what do you think of this? And I'll tell her a joke, and she has actually said, you know what you should do is think of something funny to say, so when that falls flat, you've got something to back up with. And I'm like, that's brutal. And she said, would you rather just me say that or would you rather 200 people not laugh? And I'm like, I would rather 200 people not laugh because you are cutting me to the core.
The sledging game at your house, Dane Simpson.
Well, it's strong.
It is.
It's very strong.
It's nearly a sport, I say. It's,
100%. I go out of my way to make sure that Eleanor's annoyed. So it's fun for me. I'll knock over... cereal boxes at the supermarket just to get her to look at me angrily. It's fun. It shows passion and love.
No wonder you don't want kids. She's already got one.
100% she's got one. She's got the worst of all.
Job, mister.
I'm worse than that.
She's missed the nappy phase with you, but eventually she'll get back to that phase. So she's just reversing her experience of children, right?
Benjamin Button.
While I was away doing the cooking show, I forgot all of my ingredients that I was meant to bring in my motel room. And I knew that would annoy her. So I just rang her and told her. And she's just like, why did you ring me just to rile me? And I'm like, yeah, I did.
I hope you write your own vows, Dane, because I think...
Absolutely.
They have got to be fantastic.
I've been threatening her that I'm going to write my own vows, and what I'll do is I'll do a freestyle rap and I'll take suggestions from the audience. And she's like, you won't do that. And I was like, just test me. Just test me.
I'm Let's feeling a Friday panel collaboration coming on.
I was going to say, I write songs in the shower. I come up with, I don't sit there with a pen and paper in the shower and write them, but I've come up with some songs that I've written in the shower. So, it's a good place to do it. Should do a collab.
Yeah. I think.
Is that what Snoop Dogg would say? Collab?
Possibly.
100%. That's exactly what he says.
Anything is possible on the Friday panel.
You're hanging out with Christy, Dane and Anna on the Friday panel.
Oh, I think it's about that time. We've got someone on the line. Oh, should we welcome him on?
Yeah,
Mr. Fitterfall.
It is Simon Foster time. Hello, our movie guru.
Hello, team. You're all sounding chipper this afternoon. It's lovely radio. Good to hear.
Oh.
Hey.
We're all a bit glad the week's coming to an end and time to sort of kick back and watch some film, I think, Simon.
Yeah. Look, it's going to be a good weekend of film watching. I'm actually here at a holiday house on the Central Coast.
Oh, yeah.
And it is teeming down here at the moment. We've done an op shop run this morning. I've collected all these old sort of $1 DVDs. So I'll be watching David McCullum in Mosquito Squadron this evening. So this is a big week.
Oh, my God.
What is that? Mosquito Squadron. Is this a horror film?
No. It's one of the classic British World War II dramas.
Oh, right. Look, I don't know. I was thinking Sharknado. Sorry. Completely offbeat there.
Yeah, so I'm queuing. I'm teeing up the DVD machine, and there's no reception here on the coast. It's just such wild weather. All the digital TVs dropped out, so back to the old physical media, and I'm loving it.
Well, we're so glad we've got you on the side of a lounge with your knee in the air and maybe an elbow out too, just to get phone reception. By the sounds of it.
That's actually exactly how I'm sitting. It's amazing. You're not watching me in any way, are you?
Yes, I am. Well, don't you worry. We keep an eye on you, Simon Foster. Oh, dear. Well, for the lovers of the Marvel franchise, there is yet another film called Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I can't keep up. Is this a new Marvel character, Simon, or is it a classic reinvigorated?
No, well, it's not a classic reinvigorated in any way. This is part of the Marvel universe that's owned by the Sony studio. Now, Disney's got all the Marvel stuff. Sony only have Spider-Man, which they've made a big deal out of, and they've got all these second-tier characters like Venom and like Mobius and all these sort of other characters that nobody really knows anything about, and they're trying to make movies out of these second-tier characters. Now, we all remember a couple of years ago when Venom came out, don't we? No,
yeah.
I don't either. But
so is this a sequel?
This is a sequel. It's got some big actors in it. It's got Tom Hardy and Michelle Williams all coming back doing what they do for their paycheck. But it's such a mid-tier, sort of mid-level MCU thing. You know, you just rattle through what they do in all these Marvel movies. They're fighting on scaffolding. Check. It's full of CGI. Check. The whole movie ends with two guys punching each other. Check. So it's got everything in there you need for your Marvel movie, but it's all just a very lackluster effort.
I was keen to see it because I watched the original one, and then it had the little teaser at the end, and it's Woody Harrelson is in the right at the end of the very first movie. So it's only like a 5-minute showing of him, and I was like, oh, this is part two is going to be really cool. But that was like ages ago, and I've forgotten about it.
In all fairness, this one has been held up pretty terribly by COVID. It was due to come out about 18 months ago. So once again, everybody in this movie sort of is what they looked like 3 years ago when they shot the thing. Woody Harrelson plays Cletus Cassidy, who's the bad guy. For any of those that don't know the Venom story, Tom Hardy plays Eddie Brock. He gets sort of inhabited by this shape-shifting extraterrestrial called Venom, who's kind of a smart mouth, and much of this movie is them doing kind of an odd couple sort of routine where they don't quite get on and they're always arguing with each other. Cletus, or Woody Harrelson, bites Venom. His body starts to get taken over by this alien life form, but because he's a serial killer, obviously this alien life form is the worst of its kind. So, and from that, much sort of maniac ensues. So I can do without these sort of films, but it's made a lot of money, so there'll probably be another one.
feels like there's some comedy there, but then also quite a bit of violence, so I just don't know how to feel about it, Simon Foster.
No, well, this is one of the darker sort of MCU characters. Venom was never a hugely popular comic book character, but he does have a very sort of passionate following amongst some of those who like the darker comic elements. But I don't know, it doesn't transfer well to screens. Tom Hardy looks very lost in this, and Michelle Williams. I mean, if you've ever seen a contractual obligation performance in your life, she just has nothing to do in this film. I love it. Don't get me wrong, I love her, but she really just had to turn up and take the check and go home for this movie.
I watched the trailer and I was like, right at the end, they featured her. And I was like, oh, hang on, where did she come from and what is she doing there? And potentially outshone the whole lot of them too in delivering some very basic lines. So there you go. What's it called? Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
There you go. What's your name? Simon Foster. Sorry.
Are you having a brain fart, Christy Dawes? What's going on?
I am having a brain fart. It's been a very stressful afternoon. We've had technical difficulties. I'm lucky just to get it to air. So, Simon, I'm sorry. I know who you are. Anyway, let's go on to the new movie. This is a new music documentary about Alanis Morissette. I love Alanis. Jagged Little Pill, I feel, was the soundtrack to my teenage years. Mm. Can't wait for this to come out. But it's called Jagged. But the star herself had some issues with this.
Yeah, you remembered her name, okay? Look, it's, yes, she did have some.
Sorry, Simon.
Isn't it ironic? I mean,
isn't it ironic? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what you've got here with Jagged is that she did it all with her sort of blessing, and the director made this very fine documentary, but it's come out in a manner that maybe hasn't pleased Alanis. There's some issues regarding her private life and her young life in Canada when she was sort of a young pop sensation that suggests there was some abuse going on there. And I don't think she was so prepared for that to come out in the documentary, although it's in her own world. So I'm not quite sure what the complaint is there. But you're right. Jagged Little Pill and Alanis Morissette was the soundtrack of my sort of 20s and my sort of 90s period. So I love this documentary. It's very important to me, this music, and it shows what an incredible songwriter she is. This is a very passionate documentary about the star and the songwriter and the singer that Alanis became.
So hard not to sing along, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
exactly. Very.
Yeah, yeah.
Jagged.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful artist, and the way she's presented in this and the way she presents herself in this. She's now a mature age, middle-aged woman, and she looks back on this period with a great deal of affection and a great deal of feeling incredulity, I guess is the word, as to how she became such a huge star. It points out in the film that Jagged Little Pill, I think, is like still the ninth or tenth biggest selling album of all time. So the impact that she had and the artist that she worked with and who wanted to work with her is just remarkable.
That's Simon, so how do we watch that?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me? Are you talking Foxtel? It's on Foxtel at the moment, on one of the Foxtel channels. So, yeah, just a quick search and you'll find it there.
He's not forgiving you anytime soon, I reckon, Christy Dawes.
Simon, I'm just showing off that I remembered your name.
I appreciate that, Dane.
We have this in common. We could both be called Simo, in a way. The next film is
because of Simpson, I guess.
Yeah, because of Simpson. I've been called Simo. That was my high school nickname.
There
I'm sure
go.
Simon's. Have you been called Simo before?
No, I've never been called Simo. I was Fozzie for a long time, Simon Foster. I became
Fozzie. I like Fozzie.
Yeah, that's cute.
I do too.
And as a soccer player, I was also called Pelly once or twice because people thought my soccer skill was similar to the great Brazilian player who they couldn't pronounce. I got called Pelly. So.
Nice.
I thought it was just because you drank sparkling water, San Pellegrino. No, that wasn't it. You just fancy.
No.
Pelly?
It's footwork. Not like that, though.
It is footwork.
All right, moving on.
So
sorry.
Moving on. We've got our last film, the legend, Clint Eastwood, has a new film out. He's not a supporting character. He's the absolute star. He's 91 years old. Has he asked himself, do I feel lucky? Is it a quality film? Cry Macho?
It's called Cry Macho. Now, nobody is going to say a bad word about Clint Eastwood. He's one of my favourite movie stars of all time. He's iconic, but I'm working up to something here. Unfortunately, with Cry Macho, which is a film he's been trying to make for 30 years, it falls well short of the best of Clint Eastwood's career. He plays this ageing, or should I say aged, horse trainer, horse breaker, who's sent to Mexico to collect a young man, a teenager.
I think we've lost Simon to the storms. No.
Oh,
no. Simo. Fozzie. Oh, we got you. Fozzie, you dropped out there. He's back. It's okay.
Oh, things go off the road for Clint and things go off the rails for this movie very quickly. they're not at all interested in Clint being a 90-year-old individual. He's still asked to break in horses and go on long trips without stopping to go to the bathroom or anything like that. He's the kind of individual in this film who just doesn't ring true, and that's never been Clint's problem. So Cry Macho is a bit of a misfire for him.
Cry Macho. I felt like he looked every one of his 91 years, and I love him dearly. So, potentially not particularly well cast for this film.
And there are a couple of very awkward moments where he's propositioned. These beautiful young Mexican women try to seduce him. And I was watching this with my wife, and she looked at me and went, what the hell's going on here? These actresses are like 60 years his junior. And yeah. It was very awkward moments.
All right. Well, you've given us lots of food for thought, the Savo. And for the weekend, Simon Foster, enjoy a very wet weekend away, though, with your family.
Bye, Dane. Bye, Anna. I don't know who else is there. But anyway,
thank you, Simon Foster. It was lovely to speak to you on this gorgeous Friday.
See you, Fozzie. That's it for the Friday panel again. Oh, my goodness. I think my laughing pants have had a workout today. Don't you guys have laughing pants? You know, the real stretchy ones? I don't know.
Just regular ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, good for you, Anna. Well, look.
I think they're the ones that I wear to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Similar. They are similar. Yeah.
But I don't call them laughing pants. I call them...
What do you call them?
Just don't wear them in public, Dane pants.
Cranky pants I have.
Oh, you have cranky pants. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's just about to head home, so they'll be pulled out very shortly. Christy Dawes, yes. Dane Simpson, thank you again both. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch the Friday panel again soon.
All right. I'll
Thanks,
see
everyone. Good Bye. Night.
Thanks for being part of this week's Friday panel. You'll hear more live next Friday from 4 on ABC New South Wales Drive, or hang out with us here after the show for the best of the best, the highlights and the lowlights. Chat next week for the Friday panel.